Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important for you. And we have a big crowd of people here today. Lots to talk about. We're talking about My Mountain from America's Mountain. She's the operations administrator, Sandy Elliott Pikes Peak, America's Mountain.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
I can't believe we got you in here.
I know.
Girl, your schedule is crazy.
I know. I agree.
I'm so glad you were making it in there, though.
Yeah, I'm glad I can be here. And I'm glad I brought my friends with me.
Absolutely. So. Don Sanborn. Hello. Well, we know my PPIHC start line broadcasting buddy. Did you like how I worked that in?
That's right. Yeah. It's good to be here.
It's great to be here, Don. Not that you don't have a lot of other involvement.
Well, and it's great to talk about the Summit Complex. We're excited about it.
Very exciting. And then from End Credit Union, Vice President of Center Operations, Liz Finn is here. Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you guys are here. So lots to talk about. Kicked off the official My Mountain campaign, what was it, a week ago?
Almost two weeks ago.
And this is very exciting. And of course, as you may or may not know, I think most everybody knows, a new Summit Complex is being built on the top of Pikes Peak. And Sandy, I want to talk with you first about this because, I mean, you know all things Pikes Peak. And I was reading some of the notes. She's looking at me like, Renee, I tell you. But we were talking before, I was reading some of the notes about the older, give us a little bit of history about the older Summit House, because it was built, 1963?
Yes, ma'am. So the existing Summit House was built in 1963. It is well past its useful life. So anybody who has visited the mountain in the last 50 or so years knows that it's a bunker. It's not very inviting. And for us, it's not a way to end the experience. So we're really working hard to enhance that experience from the bottom to the top.
Well, and speaking of the bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
There is one thing I did not realize, and I was reading the notes, and you and I were talking about it before we came on the air. Basically, that complex has been sinking since it was built in 1960. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
No idea. I had no clue. And why is it sinking? Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, it's been from, they had to start digging it out in 1964, the year after it was built, and they put jacks under it. They've been keeping it level with jacks all these years. And it actually is not just sinking, but been sliding also off towards the edge of the mountain. So it's been condemned, I think, twice, right?
Wow.
And I don't know if it was ever officially condemned, but yes.
That's crazy.
I saw on Facebook early on when this complex was announced, some people were, you know, somebody was saying, well, the Summit House is fine, you know, well, if you only go up there for 20 minutes out of every 10 years, then maybe you think it's fine. But when you spend a lot of time in it, and of course, when you know the history of it, you realize that we're really due for a new facility up there.
Yeah, and if you're the staff that has to maintain it, that's an even bigger challenge. So, you know, a lot of challenges. The building's old, so it's time for new and for innovative ideas moving forward.
Well, right. And the campaign really started, the push really to start building a new Summit House, a new Summit Complex on the top of Pikes Peak. Really, I mean, this isn't like, oh, bink, let's build a new Summit House. This really started like decades ago, right?
Oh, yeah. In the 90s. So I was on the Pikes Peak Highway, or what was it called? The Pikes
Advisory
Peak
Commission.
Advisory Commission, yeah. So we, at the time, we had some early designs for a new Summit House and were thinking about it. But then money had needed to be spent on paving, and so the Summit House got put off for 20 years or whatever. And so now we're back at it.
We're here. It's being built.
It is being built. Well, and the process to start working on this, I mean, it's gone through committees like we've talked about. Architects submitted their ideas, didn't they? And it's not like, oh, like we've talked about, right? Like, oh, we're just going to slap a building on, like possibly was done before, slap a building on Pikes Peak and call it good. I mean, the wind gusts on Pikes Peak can reach, 140 miles an hour?
Oh, much higher.
Much higher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have not only the extreme winds, extreme weather.
Yep, we have there was a tornado a few years ago, funnel cloud right off the summit, extreme winds, ice, snow, all those conditions contribute to the factors up there. And it's a challenge. You have to have a place for shelter if there's lightning strikes. Lightning is a big factor. So if we see lightning.
Sandy, you're going to be so proud of me. I'm a native, by the way, and I had no idea why it was called Devil's Playground. I learned that at the last snow climb. Now I know. Because of the lightning. And right. It plays around.
Yep.
And did Don teach you that one?
No.
No?
I can't remember who taught me that one. So. No, it was the... What ranger was here? It was a...
Mr. Chaney.
Yes.
Yes.
Ranger Chaney that taught me that. Yes. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So you learn something every day. So weather... Winds, you name it, this new Summit House has to kind of...
Has to withstand all that.
All right, of that.
Yeah.
And also, I think in working on this project, also wants to be environmentally sound. Not only that, but also eco. Like, I mean, part of the... It works with the system up there. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Right,
Help me with my words, people. Help me with my words.
So the ecosystem friendly. So we are striving for, we'll certainly obtain LEED certification as required for the Forest Service policies. But we've decided to take it one challenge bigger, and we're seeking to obtain Living Building Challenge. It's like LEED on steroids. It's not very prescriptive. It's more aspirational. So once we occupy the building for over a year, they'll come in and audit and make sure we're meeting energy requirements, water requirements, health. We want employees that work up there to have sunlight and windows and not be in a bunker. So it's quite aggressive.
I don't understand that, Sandy.
I know.
You heard the sarcasm.
I did. It's quite aggressive. And it's state of the art. Will be the highest Living Building Challenge building in the country, and I believe even the world. And we're quite proud of it. We're working really hard to get to that point. We're looking to leave a legacy for our future, not just what we do today, but what we do 50 years from now. And that's a stepping stone for us. We want to do that.
It's very exciting.
This is going to be something Colorado Springs can really be proud of.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
for generations to come.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, like Sandy was mentioning, like this is an undertaking like none other. And then we're going to talk about, the legacy of Pikes Peak. Families connected to Pikes Peak like Dawn. And then also supporting the Summit Complex through the My Mountain campaign, how Ent is supporting that. And so is the community. We've got a lot more coming up right here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we are talking about America's Mountain, Pikes Peak, of course, and the My Mountain campaign and helping the building. We're talking about the building of the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex. And we were just talking about families' connections to Pikes Peak. And then Don and Sandy go, well, so we're connected because of this and this and this and all because of Pikes Peak. I mean, it's, Don, your family literally has been on, involved, a part of... Pikes Peak, I mean, for how many generations now?
Well,
really?
I'm the third, I guess. So,
Yeah.
But my grandfather, I think he drove tour cars for Spencer Penrose in the 20s. That was probably his first experience on the, or first work on the peak. But later, he was the first superintendent of the Pikes Peak Highway, and he started the Pikes Peak Ski Club on Pikes Peak.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's. I think both my grandfathers drove tour cars. That was really... in the old days, that was kind of the rite of passage for young men, I think. You know, their first job was almost all, if you talk to a lot of that group, they drove tour cars. Because it was good work for young men.
Absolutely, especially with the push to get everybody here to go, up Pikes Peak.
Right,
you yourself, I mean, you have been involved, of course, with the Hill Climb.
Right, yeah.
And then you're part of the Adaman Club.
Yeah. I've climbed 20 times with the Adaman Club, and was president of the club for 8 years, and then I've run the Pikes Peak Ascent 10 times and run the marathon twice.
Are you running it this year?
No, I'm in charge of the aid station at Bar Camp.
Oh, there you go. You're like not running it this year. So Pikes Peak, I mean, really has been an integral part of your family, like for generations.
It has, yeah. I mean, I think all of my parents and my uncle and his wife and a bunch of that age group, they all worked on Pikes Peak at one time or another.
Right.
Yeah, and most of them met each other up there.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Is that how they met?
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. Well, and then your family has been connected to the Hill Climb for a long time.
Yeah.
So give us a little background on that.
Well, my dad and uncle both raced the Hill Climb, and Uncle Nick was, he won the stock car division 5 times. And then Uncle Nick was the CEO of the Hill Climb for kind of through the 90s.
Yeah, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And then we were talking in the break, and you've raced the Hill Climb.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, and now we broadcast it together, which is very cool. But then Sandy goes, well, guess what? my grandfather raised for your, who was it?
For my dad.
For his dad.
Yeah, dad and Uncle Nick. They built a race car when they were young, and you had to be 21 to drive in the hill climb at the time.
Yeah.
They weren't old enough to drive the car they'd built, so they had to hire a driver to do it, and that was Sandy's grandfather.
That's incredible.
Small world.
But it just shows how far-reaching, like, right, Pikes Peak is into the community and into families and how it connects everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just the center of our view, when, you know, from Colorado Springs, right. But in a lot of it's the center of kind of our life and our attachments or whatever, friends and family and stuff.
And I see. I mean, yeah. I have a story, but it's not like that. Like, my dad started taking me to the hill climb when I was, like, 3. And I went every year. So that's my, you know, with Pikes Peak. How about you?
Well, I remember when we first moved here in the early 80s, my dad took us up to the ski area on Pikes Peak.
Did you go skiing?
Not realizing that it was for more advanced skiers. It was a one-time thing. I spent most of my time getting out of piles of powder. Yeah. But it was a great day, a great memory, for sure.
Well, and that's the great thing about the My Mountain campaign, isn't it, Sandy? It's just like what this mountain means to everybody in the community, what impact it has had on families, the memories, and the new Summit House. I mean, it really is all part of that story, isn't it?
It is. One thing that when we started the design process, we received a lot of feedback about families that wanted to be involved.
Yeah.
You know, they're not multimillionaires, and so they, you know, what can I do? Can I sponsor something? Can I, you know, the brick programs are popular around the nation.
Very much.
So as we were launching the campaign, we wanted to make sure that we were mindful that it's America's mountain. We want everybody to give, whether it's a small child and their allowance that's in their piggy bank. We want them to be a part of it, to take that ownership. So many times we all refer to Pikes Peak as my mountain or that's my backyard and those. And so it was natural. This campaign was natural. It's a way to launch it, to just say it's my mountain and get involved, be a part, and make this place even better than what it already is.
And so what we're going to do, we have to take a news break, you guys, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can get involved in the My Mountain campaign. And we're going to talk with Liz about how Ent has just incredibly stepped up to be a part of this whole campaign and their involvement. And then how you can get involved. We have so much we can cover. Sorry, guys, it's only an hour show. We can do it, though, right?
We can.
We can do it. Even if you guys have to come back. How's that? We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking about the My Mountain campaign, all things about the new Pikes Peak Summit Complex. Joining me from Pikes Peak America's Mountain, Operations Administrator Sandy Elliott is here. Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
Hello. Pikes Peak Ambassador and Advocate Don Sanborn is here. All things Pikes Peak as well. Don.
Hello.
And from Ent Credit Union, Vice President of Center Operations, Liz Finn is here. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
So glad you guys are all here. Okay, let's talk about the new Summit House specifically. This thing is, the original house was how big? The bunker. It wasn't that big.
No, it's around 10,000 square feet.
And so, the new one is going to be
38,000. Yeah. So it's about 85% larger.
That's incredible.
And it actually is going to, we're taking all the buildings that have been on the Summit House and consolidating them into one facility. So the Army building on the west side will go away. And so the it'll open up the views to the west of the mountain. And really, again, the way the new Summit House is going to be, it's set down.
So it won't get as much of the winds?
So, well, it also doesn't stand out as much. When you come to the summit of the peak, you'll have more of an experience of actually being on top of a mountain without buildings in the way. And you'll be able to look, if you park, you'll be able to look down off the east face. You won't have a building between you and the view. So it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, pretty unobtrusive views.
Yes,
that's
right.
And it looks like most of the building is windows, of course. But they had to be all the wind-resistant type windows, right?
Just the one side is predominantly windows.
Okay.
And that's as you approach from the cog track side on that face there. The rest of the facility, while there's windows, they're not that big grand entrance. And that got into the design. Mount Rosa played a significant role in the history. So when we designed the building, it was to take a look at Mount Rosa, what inspired Zebulon Pike. They believe he summited Mount Rosa and not Pike's Peak. And so we're paying homage to Mr. Pike. So
yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. It's fascinating history.
It is. It really is fascinating history.
And then the new Summit House, a neat thing about it, I think the current one, you go in and you're kind of, I don't know, it's like everything's kind of jammed together. And in this one, you'll kind of come into a central space, and then you'd go off into separate rooms. There's a separate place for curios and shirts and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Merchandise, and another room for food, and another room for interpretive. So there'll be, right now in the interpretation in the Summit House, there's a few pictures on the wall. This will have actually a room dedicated to talking about the history of the mountain, the geology of the mountain, the different groups who have used the mountain. Right. So the Hill Climb, the Adaman Club, et cetera.
Right.
And it'll also speak to the formation as well as the Native American significance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Significant from the past to today. They play a big role. And so being able to provide that information and teach people all about the history. One of the great aspects of the interpretive space is, one, we're going to have it, but two, we're going to try to encourage people to go somewhere else. They spend a short amount of time on the summit due to the altitude. So when they get up there, if they want to learn more about the Hill Climb, they'll go to the Hill Climb Museum. If they want to learn more about the dinosaur and Garden of the Gods, they'll go to Garden of the Gods. And so it's really to get that outreach, keep them here, keep them engaged, and experience all that Colorado Springs is.
Probably most important, there are going to be more bathroom toilets.
That's
especially for women.
For women.
Yeah, that's probably, you know what, after that drive up Pike's Peak or going up the Cog, right? It's good. We need some extra stalls there.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic. And now, is there going to be like a kind of a, I know a lot of people, you don't stay up there very long because of the altitude, but like a place for folks to get snacks if they need, and paramedics will be on scene. I'm just saying, no. I don't.
The other nice thing is there's sort of an outdoor patio thing, and it's in a location that will be out of the wind, kind of protected, and that will be great for people like the runners. And if you're hikers and runners come up, you don't necessarily want to sit in the building with a bunch of tourists. Would like to be able to sit outside. It'd be nice to have a kind of protected place to be able to do that.
Absolutely. And when is the estimated open for the new Summit House?
So tentatively, the building is scheduled to open late fall of 2020, weather permitting. Mother Nature has a big say in how much progress we make. But as of today, we're on schedule. So late fall next year, look for grand opening information.
That's fantastic. And the one thing that people don't understand, and of course, what do I know? I don't build things. But, I was like, they could just helicopter stuff to the top. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
They have to take
a helicopter to the top of Pike's Peak without all the weight.
So they have to do this cement slab has to get up to the summit, right? So you have to have truck after truck.
Logistically, it's an incredible challenge. A local contractor, GE Johnson, was selected to build the project. And the logistics involved are complex and challenging. Most of the building is being prefabbed here in Colorado Springs, and the pieces are being trucked up. So when you think prefabricated construction, the concrete walls, there's 400 plus pieces of concrete walls that get put on a truck and drove up the mountain early in the morning. So a lot of activity goes on
before the mountain opens,
we even open during the day. So it's a lot of coordination, a very elegant dance, and we work our way through it. So.
Absolutely. It's kind of almost like being like an ice road trucker, but a Pike's Peak trucker. I mean, you guys know ice road trucks. Did you like that? That was kind of fun. That's kind of awesome. Well, of course, and we're talking about the My Mountain campaign because it is, the complex costs over $60 million, right, to build.
It's at $60 million, yes.
And then most of the money for that has been raised.
Pike's Peak America's Mountain, through our reserve funds as well as bonding against the revenue, we've contributed $45 million toward the project. We launched a $15 million campaign to raise the remaining $15 million. And so far today, we've raised approximately $7.5 million.
That's great.
We have $7.5 million to go. And I know this generous community is going to help us out. We look forward to it. And
absolutely.
And Credit Union has played a big role so far. So.
And Liz, that was what a great way to support, right?
Absolutely. And just a community-minded Credit Union. And we couldn't be happier to support this effort, this landmark that really marks Colorado Springs. We've grown up here as an organization.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're so excited to give back in any way that we can.
Now, most of the fundraising, if not all the fundraising, right, to raise the last of the $7.5 million is being done through ENT.
Correct.
Okay, so how can folks, is it easy to contribute to that last, we can knock out this last $7.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
I was thinking if everybody that sees Pikes Peak gave like $10 a piece, I think that would pretty much hit our goal.
I think we'd be done.
Yeah.
We would.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
So you guys are handling all the fundraising. We're actually taking the donations to help hit this last $7.5 million mark.
Right. And we want to make it as easy as possible for anyone in the community. You don't have to have an account with us to donate.
See, you're psychic, Liz. Yes. I was just going to go there.
Yes.
You could tell I was going there, weren't you?
I could tell. You can visit any one of our Southern Colorado locations in Colorado Springs, Falcon, Fountain, Pueblo, Pueblo West, Rye, Woodland Park, and Monument. We have donation boxes in every one of our locations. But we really encourage you to go to the one on North Nevada,
brand new one on North Nevada? Yeah.
Yes, the one right across from University Village, where we have a specially built large donation box that the community can watch fill with donations. We collect the donations from all of our locations weekly to contribute to that box so we can really see the progress. To date, since we kicked it off on the 30th of July, we've raised over $1,200. So we'd really like to see that escalate and really see the community get behind it.
Absolutely. Right. Now, do they have to go to one of the branches to make it, or can they donate online? Or is there a way like, I have an account. Can I just give us the details, Liz?
Thank you. You absolutely don't have to come in. You can certainly call our call center at 574-1100.
574-1100. Okay.
Or 800-525-9623. Let them know you want to make a donation. And if you have an account with us, they can transfer that directly for you.
Okay. And is there a website as well that we can go and make donation? Anybody?
Yeah. So there's several other ways to give. In addition to ENT, we wanted to make this as convenient for everyone listening as we could.
Well, especially, people who may have been out of town or, came from out of town. Because like we've been saying, the Pikes Peak is very impactful. It's not just for us who live here. It's also for everybody that comes and visits. Right.
So. Correct. Yeah. Right. So you can go to www.givetopikespeak.org and there's information there. You can donate directly online. You can create a challenge if you want to create a challenge if you're at work or you're part of a team.
How fun.
And you want to raise money, or instead of getting birthday gifts, if you want to challenge your family to give, that's one way to do it. And you can set up those challenges on that website. And there's a great link on there if you need support. We'll certainly help support you in any way that we can to get that challenge set up. Other ways to give include Pikes Peak Community Foundation here in Colorado Springs is our fiscal partner. A lot of folks have opted to donate through them. And we also are an Enterprise Zone qualified project. So for residents of the Colorado Springs, Teller County area, you can receive a tax benefit in regards to Colorado taxes. So all that information, if you'd like to learn details about every way to give, including ENT, you can go to our website, which is coloradosprings.gov and then / summit giving.
That's fantastic. Okay, we do have to take a quick break. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are talking about My Mountain, Pikes Peak, and the brand new Summit House that is being built. Liz, we were talking about the donation box. Of course, they can donate at any branch to support the My Mountain campaign. And then Sandy just showed me a picture of that very cool donation box at the new North Nevada branch. That is incredible.
It is incredible. It's acrylic, so you can see the change growing towards My Mountain campaign. It's really spectacular. You can't miss it when you walk in. I'm pretty sure some people might want to take a selfie in front of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Can really make a challenge of
Absolutely.
It. It's also close to our coin counter. So
I see what you're saying right there, Liz.
You possibly could go to the donation box with your change.
That works perfectly. Well, and I think the one thing that folks need to understand about the whole My Mountain, and we've talked about the money and how much has been raised and the funds and what it goes to, but one thing that folks may not know is this is not funded by taxpayer dollars.
Right.
It's important for folks to remember. Yeah.
It is not funded by taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
The Pikes Peak Highway is run as an enterprise.
We're an enterprise.
And so it has to support itself. And so any money the Pikes Peak Highway puts into the project is from use fees, essentially people paying to go up the peak.
Right. And, so those the guests, the tourists that come and pay the toll, they are actually helping pay for this project. And
right.
I think the other piece that I want to communicate is that we want everybody to get recognition regardless of how much they donate. So at each of the Ent locations, there's a form there.
Oh, fun.
If your child comes in and they give their change from their piggy bank, just fill out the form, That's make fun. Sure it's printed, and you end up on the donor wall. So we have a digital component of our donor wall in the new facility. So regardless of dollar value, you get that opportunity. So kids who want to donate, they get their name on the wall. They can come and show their kids 25, 30 years from now, and to keep that legacy going. So yep.
That's so fun.
And I want to jump in because I don't want you cutting me off with a
Don. I promise I won't. I promise I won't. Don.
Sandy brought up this the team thing, so I want to make sure I get a plug in for the Adaman team. So
we have a team.
We have a team, yeah. And so our goal is $14,115.
Well, that makes sense.
And but we'd be very happy if we could exceed that significantly. So. Again, to donate to that, if you know, it's great. Ent Federal is great, and that's a fun thing. But it's way more important to support the Adaman Club and get in and go to donate.givetopikespeak.org/Adaman.
Okay.
Adaman. And
But what if I wanted a team?
You could make your own team.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just.
But
saying,
I'd encourage
right?
you just to use the one that exists called Adaman. That's better.
Actually, you know what? I think is even a better idea, Don. Sandy, back me up on this. I think we should encourage businesses and communities, schools, whatever, come up with their own teams, and let's do this.
That's great, too.
Who could get to the most? What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. You know, I think you got the ball rolling a little bit.
Sandy's challenging you.
I think there's some community-minded folks out there that they can take you down.
If you want to challenge the Adaman Club, that's great, but even better, join our team. We love you.
Okay, so now the challenge is on, Don. See?
Yeah, well, we want to outdo the hill climb. You know, there are three big traditions on Pikes Peak, the Adaman Club, Pikes Peak Hill Climb, and the Pikes Peak Marathon, and we want to make sure that we out
the Adaman
funds.
Does?
Adaman needs
now,
to outdo
all those others.
Now, does
the Marathon and the Hill Climb have their own team?
No, well, the Hill Climb did a driver challenge, and they're going to continue to do that over the next couple of years, I think.
That's great.
They did,
and
yeah.
So they raised a good chunk of money
this year. They did, and yeah. Olson Plumbing gave a $10,000 match for that challenge,
yeah.
So we were there very thankful for their generosity.
Yep.
I think the challenge is going to be, I think you're going to see some teams pop up.
Okay, so let's get to remind everybody, because the challenge is now, it's there, Don.
It
see
isn't.
How and, many and teams ta- we can get
up and
going.
Don't just sit on your wallet, take it out and give a little money to the Pikes Peak Summit
I like
Complex.
It. So how can we go really quick, yeah, get our teams together if we're going to take on Don here? Notice how I'm making it all just about Don.
So you can go to givetopikespeak.org. And under that website, there's a link that says Get Involved. And there's packages there for how to create a team. There's some great informational videos out there about the complex and all of the goals of the project and a lot of information. And then, of course, if you need help, if you get on that site and you're struggling to set up a team, there's contact info. Reach out to us. We're more than happy to meet with you and your group, help you set up that challenge, and take Don on.
I love it. Or if you want to join Don. If you don't even want it, you can stop by any Ent branch, right? And drop off a donation there as well.
That's right. Which drop by or call.
Yeah.
But even better, donate to the Adaman team.
I see how this is going right now. Oh, it is like team on now, isn't it? You guys are fantastic. Again, to donate, you can stop by any Ent branch all the way across the southern part of Colorado in the Pikes Peak region, right?
That's correct.
And go see the donation box at the new North Nevada branch. Go to givetopikespeak.org and set up your own team.
Correct. Or if you want to learn about all of the other ways to give, you can go to coloradosprings.gov/summitgiving.
So. I love it.
Yeah, and I know if you're a runner and you're at the Pikes Peak Marathon this year,
you'll see Don standing out there with
I'll be at bar camp.
He'll have his hat out asking them to make donations to the Adaman team.
Right, yeah. But Sandy said they'll be at Memorial Park in Manitou, right?
So we'll be at the dinner, and so we'll be visible. We'll be around. So.
Good. So donate.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys.
Get involved.
The My Mountain campaign. I love it. You guys are awesome for coming in. Sandy Elliott, Pikes Peak America's Mountain Operations Administrator. High five, Sandy. Don Sanborn, all things Don. Thank you. And then Liz, Don, when it comes to, like you, Sandy, you guys are just, you know. And then Liz Finn, she is the Vice President of Center Operations and Credit Union. You guys, thank you truly for coming in. We're very excited. We can't wait to see the collection box get filled up and everybody and their teams beat Don. That was good, wasn't it, Sandy?
I like it.
That's awesome.
I like it.
You guys are perfect. Okay, thank you so much for coming in. Coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it's the Business Edition on KRDO News Radio.